My diet has been quite nice, but my piss has been very yellow today because I actually ate a whole box of lamb liver in my food, alongside some potatoes, red cabbage, broccoli. What else did I put in there? Four medium-sized tomatoes. You gotta cook the tomatoes for the iron, you know? A lot of people are feeling cold. Well, I know it's the winter, but a lot of people are excessively cold. When I shake people's hands, they're cold. You know, their personal trainers, I shake their hands, they're cold. Not all of them, but you know, everyone I speak to, they're cold, they're shaking, they're shivering. People need to drink teas. But what it basically shows me that their blood flow is not good. Their qi is not good. The qi is being suppressed. What do I know about qi? I don't know anything about qi other than I love this hot chocolate. So qi, I mean cheers. Qi. Man, this hot chocolate is very good. Very good. With a bit of evaporated milk. Oh, I use two types of dark chocolate with a bit of dark muscovado sugar because I was making it for my housemate from Nigeria. So I get to hear about a lot of news about what's going on over there. So couple of weeks ago, I was just working at work, changing the bin bags in the mail changing in the mail changing rooms because we've got male and females. How rude of me. Using a crap lighter, I should have used this one instead. If you got one, whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, spark one. You might not know it, but there's a lot of heroes out there. So I was changing the bin bags and I overheard a conversation. Well, first I heard one word, virus. Then I kind of turned around and stopped working. Then they said COVID. I turned around and then they were talking about, yeah, but the virus ain't real. I knew these guys were my people. So I dropped all the work I was doing, dropped the bin bag back into the bin. Dropped everything else, dropped the excess bin bags. I walked around the corner and says, listen, fellas, the virus is fake. And guess what? They said, we know. Oh my God, I just met some truthers at work. What the fuck? Kind of like 6 years too late, but still, maybe everyone's going on their own journey. Who knows? So we got into a very great discussion, man, about the vid and about all of this shit that's going on. You know, and these guys are like, yeah, we can't talk too long because you know we gotta go do some training. I was like, I can't talk too much either. I gotta go back to my bin bags. But got their contact details and they're regulars, so I see them often. It's good to know people out there knowing what's going on or what has been going on. Yeah, but where the fuck were you when we needed you? You know what I mean? Like 21, 22, 23, we needed people, man. Anyway. Better late than never, you know what I mean? And then just today, I guess this individual overheard my conversation with the previous individuals, the first time that you know what I just spoke about, and it comes up to me today while I was working and he says, excuse me, did you last time when you were speaking to the guys, did you mention something about Monero? I says to myself, sweet. I says, yo, tell me about Monero. He goes, I'm all in. Listen, my guy, my motherfucking guy. And then we got into like a 15-minute discussion, conversation about And he's a trooper, CBDC, he's fucking, but he was telling me about the biometrics. He's telling me about, did you know the government's coming out with a currency that can be programmed and has an expiry? I was like, yeah, I fucking know. It was great. And we were talking about Bitcoin, and he knows about like Bitcoin University, Matthew Kratos, and how he's one of the OG Bitcoiners from back in the day when he, like, when he had the Trade University YouTube channel. Before he changed it to Bitcoin University. So I guess he was doing trading, it was one of them ones, you know. He's an economist. Man, this chocolate good. This hot chocolate good, man. It's not cold tonight. It was warm, but it's getting a bit breezier. So yeah, got talking about the XMR, man. Great to know another contact. He was telling me like, oh yeah, man, fucking, I sold all my holdings in the Bitcoin. You know, he was, I think it was like a down payment for a house or some shit, and then he slapped it all into other things like gold, silver, XMR. Nice, man. Very good, man. Very good. And he was asking me about whether he thinks if you know about the Bitcoin situation with Bitcoin's original network, and then you've got the Bitcoin Core 30 network now being, I think it's like a soft fork. So to put it briefly, what they've done with this soft fork is that they had increased the size of data being able to be embedded into Bitcoin. So before it was really, 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 really small. Really small, like some, I can't remember the exact number, maybe like 1-2 KB or some shit like that, I don't know. But now it's quite massive. You can fit like entire big JPEG images into it. Maybe video files, I don't know. So, and then you got the legislation all around about CSAM, you know, child sexual abuse material, which is highly convenient, very well done by them. You know, they set the kill box around the Bitcoin, or no, they set the kill box around like CSAM, and then all they had to do was poison the Bitcoin well. I mean, Bitcoin is still immutable, you can't take it down, but it's sure being, because it's a public ledger, you know, it's on the surface. Yeah. Predators out there, man. So me and this guy, we were talking, and he knows about this shit, man. Fuck, and he was asking me, do you think there's going to be a soft fork? And I'm like, no, man, fuck that. I really don't know, man. But I'm glad to be able to speak to someone about XMR. Really, really. Kind of made me think this year, you know? Stepping into some kind of action-packed shit, you know me? And I guess I've got to be there for these people, man. To be an example. I had 6 years of training. I think I'm a bit qualified, right? I don't have a license, but still, I'm professional. And you can count on that. So I'm pretty glad about that. Hopefully I meet more. Damn, this chocolate good.